For NPR Illinois, I'm Mary Hansen. The head of the national research firm Gallup says strong employment statistics don't tell the full story about the country's economic situation. Jim Clifton is the CEO of Gallup and wrote the book The Coming Jobs War. He is visiting Springfield tomorrow to discuss job creation. I talked with Clifton about the role local leaders play in spurring economic development. He started out by describing the need for, quote, good jobs.
What we call a good job is a job that's 30 hours a week with a paycheck, and that includes a living wage. And a living wage, depending upon the city, is somewhere between $50,000 and $70,000.
So where are those good jobs now? In what sectors or in what cities?
We don't have enough living wage jobs in the United States. As a matter of fact, the percent of adults with a job with a living wage is the lowest it's been for, I don't know, in 40 years. But what gets reported by the media is a pretty misleading number because it looks like there's plenty of jobs. In reality, I think there's 6.6 million jobs open this morning. Most of them are part-time and lower than a living wage.
Whose responsibility is it to help grow those living wage jobs?
If you take America, our economy is not as good as they say, because all cities aren't having the same outcomes. Some are really booming. If you go to Tennessee, you got Memphis and Nashville. I like those two because they're both in the same state and obviously in the same country. So they have the same state regulations. They have the same federal regulations. Everything, they're like twins separated at birth. Memphis is having a horrible time. The whole city's in decline. Where Nashville is booming. Nashville's booming and having small businesses start as much or even more than Austin, Texas. If you look and you say, wow, why would Memphis be that way and Nashville be that way? The answer is not really, well, they got different regulations or who they elected and all that. What we keep finding over and over again, it's just local leaders. Local leaders can really change the outcomes of cities.
You often cite examples of major cities like Nashville, Memphis, or Austin. Do these suggestions fit a smaller city like Springfield?
One of my favorite cities in America is Sioux Falls. As a tribe of people, they probably punch pound for pound above their weight class more than any city in America. I mean, Sioux Falls is a small town that has great economic growth and has great jobs, you know, per capita. But if you take Springfield, what Springfield needs to do is they need to say, what outcome are we going for? And the right conclusion is quality economic growth. And you say, why do we want that? Because you can't have good jobs in the absence of quality economic growth.
You've talked about the need for institutions, whether it's governments or businesses or universities, to be working together towards the same goal. I think it's fair to say that that's something that Springfield has struggled with. How does a city overcome that?
The cities that I've studied, they'll pick somewhere around 20 people. That a lot of times it'll be wealthy legacy family types, you know, that'll have foundations or something, or people that have owned businesses. But they're people with high influence. And one of the big things that you're looking for is to increase the number of new businesses that start, entrepreneurship. If you don't have new businesses starting, the city's not really going to grow much.
We've been talking a lot about local leaders, but Springfield's also home to state government. What role do state officials have?
I don't want to be too blunt. I don't think they do, because I think they really do something different. I would go talk to them and I'd say, what are you doing here in state that can help us start businesses? They'll have some ideas, but I don't like looking at government for this. I like looking at influential citizens. I think it's our job to fix this more than it is government.
That was Jim Clifton, CEO of Gallup. He wrote the book, The Coming Jobs War. He'll be speaking in Springfield tomorrow at the Hoagland Center. The event is sponsored by the State Journal Register and the Citizens Club of Springfield. It begins at 7 p.m.